comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we are celebrating Christmas, Bob. This is our Christmas show. Love this one every year. You know what? Always come to this show with a great attitude because this is a wonderful time of year. And you know what? Traditionally, we reach out to some of our board of directors and wish them happy holidays and get them on the show. So what do we got now?
Well, that's right. It's the greatest holiday in the world. And when we were all given the greatest gift you could ever be given, and another one of those gifts we were given is our buddy down in Lafayette, Louisiana, from the Percy Guidry Company, board of director, T. Guid.
Hey. Merry Christmas from the swamp land, brother.
Yeah, right. No, that's a little north and east of you. They're draining that right now.
But yeah. Keep going.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
What's on the Guidry menu for Christmas?
Man, you know, it's kind of a tradition. We stoke up the barbecue pit, the Cajun grill, and we put a little brisket on there and let that go from, you know, early morning till midday, and then we normally do a pot roast. You know, sometimes we'll do it in the Cajun grill, sometimes we just do it in the, on the stove, and make a little rice and gravy. Of course, you got the cornbread dressing and dirty rice, we call it the rice dressing, and some green bean casserole, and maybe a little bit of bread pudding for just good measure, you know.
So tell me about this dirty rice. That might not be a northern dish. What's that look like?
Well, basically, I think it was probably invented by Cajun because, you know, we use every part of the animal. And traditionally, this is made up of chicken gizzards, chicken liver, you know, a lot of the inner parts, and make saute that down with onions and bell pepper. And you make like a little gravy with that meat in there. And then you just cook a fresh pot of white rice and then you mix the two together, and the key is to not put too much meat versus rice, and it's just hitting it just right, and making it a moist rice dressing, and it's absolutely delicious.
Y'all have onions and peppers? I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, we invented them. You
know that's the holy duo. There's a yeah, trinity there, but that's them. The holy duo, right?
Yeah. Y'all put them in the ground. We grow them in the cypress trees in the swamp. You know? Wrap them up in moss.
And then the third thing you'd probably put in there is celery.
A little bit of celery. You know, celery, I think, is kind of a misnomer in Cajun cooking.
Well, then what is the holy trio for Cajuns?
Well, to me, it's onions, bell pepper, and garlic with just a little bit of celery.
Okay.
I mean, you know, but a lot of people, they think it's, you know, equal portions, and it's not.
Well,
it's
up
just,
here,
just
it's
to give it a flavor.
Up here, it's onions, carrots, and celery. So I guess regionally, there's always a holy trinity.
You eat carrots?
In the food.
You know, Rush Limbaugh said everybody eats carrots will die.
Yeah, yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So the gizzards, I'm curious about. You have to cut those open and clean them out, right?
Well, you know, we're kind of spoiled down here. You just buy it already made up. It's actually in a little Tupperware, kind of like a Cool Whip Tupperware, but smaller, you know, and it's already cooked down with all the vegetables and everything. It's a rice dressing mix. But if you're doing it from scratch,
yeah,
you can pull the innards out of a fryer if you got, you know, all the fixings inside, and just take the onion, I mean the heart, the gizzards, then the liver, and you probably want to have, I don't know, equal portions of around probably 4 to 6 birds of that meat, that organ, and just chop it up real fine and just saute it down in a pan, you know, with a little bit of oil, and then add your vegetables, and then add your rice.
So, but the gizzard, back to the gizzard.
Yeah.
Are you cutting that thing open and cleaning it?
Oh, yeah, you got to.
That's what
it's
I thought.
It's like a duck. I mean, it's
okay.
full of
have you, stuff. Have you ever tried just roasting those before you do that?
No, never tried that.
Okay.
But I tell you, we use them in gumbo all the time.
And how about the neck? Do you roast that with it? You don't use the neck either.
That's not part of the rice dressing mixture, but, you know, I love a good smoked neck, you know, whether it's turkey or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They're
wife,
red up
she's
here.
Got a beautiful neck. I like nibbling on my wife's neck too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Medium
you
rare.
My wife.
Yes.
You know that's true.
Yes, yes, yes. She doesn't fight you off too hard. So what else would the Guidry family be serving?
Well, I mean, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I mean, but then there's all kind of like confection. I mean, my sister has so many recipes from my mother before she passed away. That
like
she,
what?
She gave, oh, divinity. That's probably one of the most common ones down here.
What's that?
Divinity is whipping powdered sugar and egg whites together to form a very fluffy concoction. And to make it right, the humidity's got to be perfect, according to my grandmother. Legend has it. Because if the humidity is too high, too low, it won't stay fluffy and it'll fall flat.
Oh.
And then you can crush some pecans and mix it in with the divinity, you know, and then spoon it out onto some parchment paper. And once it dries, you don't even have to, you can put it in the oven for a little while, but it's not really a baked item like you would think of traditionally. And then it's just so...
it's almost like a marshmallow, isn't it?
It's almost like a marshmallow.
Or a meringue.
A little bit more texture, like a meringue. Mm-hmm. If you took a meringue and a marshmallow and you combined the two, it's a lot like that. Yeah. That's a good way of describing it. And then, you know, of course, we got the pralines, you know, cookies, which is, you know, brown sugar and syrup and of course, pecans, and make cookies out of that. I'm trying to think. Of course, you got your sweet potato pies and, you know, apple pies.
Sweet potato pie is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's really good. Especially if you know somebody from his neck of the woods that knows how to make it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a big deal up here, other than maybe in some soul food joints, but in the north, typically you're not going to find a ton of sweet potato pie, which is a crime because it's so good.
Yeah. The secret is using pure cane syrup and not maple syrup or, you know, the northern types of syrup. We use almost like a dark molasses.
Well, you don't have any maple trees, so that stands to reason.
No, we don't have pecans. We got oaks.
Right.
Yeah.
That's okay. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. We're talking with T. Guidry right now from the Percy Guidry Company, the maker of the Cajun Grill, and, of course, an old friend of the show. And we just wanted to wish you and your family, all the Guidrys, a very Merry Christmas. And hope you have a blessed new year. I know that that Cajun Pro has been awesome for you.
It's off the hook. It's been absolutely bonkers. I mean,
spell Pro.
Yeah, the Pro. I mean, PREX, not PRO. You know, and it's about as hot as the Saints right now. You know,
that's pretty hot.
I'm working on getting Drew Brees one. I'm trying to get his endorsement, but you know, the Duck Dynasty people have endorsed it. So
nice.
Yeah, we got that going for us, which is nice, you know. But no, we want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and keep in mind that Christ is the reason for the season, and we're very thankful for all the blessings that we have down here, and I'm sure y'all are too. But we're extremely grateful for our friendship and for you guys doing a great, fantastic job bringing this kind of information to the public, because they are starving for information.
T. Good, amen to that, and it's always good to hear your voice. Happy holidays, my friend, and I'm sure we'll talk with you soon again.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout-out, one last thing. Rob Russell, we miss you, we love you.
Right.
Godspeed, my friend, and one day we'll be reunited barbecuing on a Cajun grill up in heaven.
You got that right.
Amen.
Take care, brother. Love you.
Love y'all too, man.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to do one more board of director member. It's the guy from the East Coast now. It's Big Pauly. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight.